Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast, where I'm not going to pretend that holidays magically fix your mindset or your mouth. Okay. It's Christmas week, which means joy, Jesus family, and also spiraling thoughts, old triggers, and your brain acting like it pays rent. So today we're going to do something a little different. You guys know I'm not going to put up a vision board here. No toxic, fake bullshit positivity. No just be grateful nonsense. This episode is going to be about a 10-day negative thought fast, because what if the real detox that you need this season isn't about food or alcohol or sugar? It's the crap you keep letting live rent-free in your head. I guess think of it like Lent, but for your inner asshole. Okay. For 10 days, we're calling out the lies, the assumptions, the self-talk that keeps you small, reactive, offended, and fucking exhausted. Not because you're broken, but because your mind has been on autopilot and it's time to take the wheel back. This isn't about discipline, awareness, and it's about choosing peace on purpose, okay? Jesus didn't come so you could be held hostage by your thoughts, and I'm not letting you hide behind the "this is just how I am" anymore. So if you're ready to stop ruining your own holidays and your relationships and your life with unchecked negativity, grab your matcha. Or probably a lot of you bitches drink coffee. Take a breath and listen, bitch. Christmas week is supposed to feel holy and sweet and exciting and nostalgic. But for a lot of us, it's also pressure and overstimulation and weird schedules and weird family energy, weird world energy, financial stress, sugar crashes, sleep debt, a whole lot of expectations that nobody agreed to, but everybody somehow has to meet them. And this is the part that people don't talk about. Your stress is, it's not only coming from what's happening, it's coming from what you're telling yourself about what's happening. Negative thoughts aren't just bad vibes, okay? They're instructions and they're telling your nervous system what kind of world that it's in. If your brain is constantly saying shit like, "I'm behind, I'm failing, they're judging me, this is going to be a disaster, I can handle this, nothing ever gets better," your body believes that, and then your body reacts like you're in danger, and then you're not living Christmas week, you're surviving it. What negative thoughts are doing to you, because they're doing four big things. These thought loops are doing four big things. First thing is that they're hijacking your nervous system. Your brain can't tell the difference between an actual threat and a thought threat. So if you repeatedly think this is going to go wrong, your body starts pumping stress chemicals like it already did. Okay. That's why you feel tense. That's why you're snappy. That's why you're exhausted. That's why you're overwhelmed. That's why you're on edge. And you don't even know why. Your brain is basically pulling the fire alarm because it heard a rumor. Number two, they filter your reality like a trashy tabloid, okay? When you're in a negative loop, your brain starts cherry-picking evidence to prove that the loop is true. So you overlook the wins, the love, the progress, and you only notice what will confirm the fear. So you're not seeing life clearly. You're seeing life through a "I'm screwed" lens. Number three, creating emotional reactions that become your personality for the day. One negative thought becomes an emotion. The emotion becomes an attitude. The attitude becomes your tone. The tone becomes the fight you have later. And then you go, "Why am I like this?" Because thoughts are seeds, and you've been planting weeds and wondering why you're stressed. This is wiring your brain for more negativity, whether, whatever it is that you repeat becomes your default. Your brain is a pattern machine. It builds highways for what you practice. So if you've practiced catastrophe or self-criticism or suspicion and doom, congrats, you built a whole freeway system. And the goal of this negative thought fast is very simple. I'm not letting my brain keep choosing the same destructive roads just because it's familiar. And this is not a never have a negative thought again. That's fucking impossible. You're a human. If anybody promises that, they're gaslighting you. This is a catching the negative thought. This is interrupting the loop. This is replacing it with something true and useful. And this is repeating it enough that your brain starts to make a new default. It's called neuroplasticity, which is really just a fancy word for your brain can change based on what you repeatedly focus on and practice. Okay? You don't need to be more positive. You need to train your attention like it's a fucking muscle. Right now, most of us have untrained attention and a brain that acts like a fucking toddler with an iPad. And this matters more for my people, my neurospicy people. Okay. Neurospicy, whatever that is, if all of these things, anxiety, trauma brain, high sensitivity, high pattern recognition, I want to make this very clear. You're not weak, you are high powered. But bitch, you can also get caught in loops fast. Okay. And these are the common blocks that I think a lot of people struggle with. Myself in particular, my thoughts move too fast. I can't catch them. Always. That's something I've always thought. And absolutely, that's why I want to help you with shorter tools. It's not a journaling marathon. Okay. Like trying to think your way out of a thought loop is like trying to stop a tornado by arguing with the wind. We don't argue, we just want to redirect. I feel the thought in my body, so it must be true. This is something that, the devil uses as a lie. Feelings are data, not facts. Okay? Your dashboard light can scream engine and the car might still be fine, but you're still going to pull over and check, right? You're not going to assume the whole car is just totaled. The next block is going to be I'm addicted to certainty and negative thoughts feel like preparing. That's a block I struggled with. A lot of anxiety is just control dressed up, okay? Your brain thinks worrying is like a prepaying for the pain. Like if you panic ahead of time, you won't be blindsided. But all it does is set you up to suffer twice, okay? Another issue that I think you guys are going to have is when we say this, like if I stop being negative, I'll get lazy or delusional. I struggled with this, and that is false. Negativity is not the same thing as responsibility. Being alert is good. Being in fight or flight for 3 weeks straight is not being prepared. That's just making you fucking exhausted. Exhausted. And I really want to add some structure to this 10-day thought fast for you because this isn't just something, you do on a caffeine high, right? Like this concept. It goes way, way back. In fact, Emmett Fox, okay, he's, an influential self-help spiritual teacher of the 20th century. So yeah, it's pretty old school, but most of the stuff we're calling neuroscience now, these people were already doing it without the MRI machines. So the premise is simple, but it's brutal in the best way. Instead of just coping with life, you radically change it by refusing to mentally rehearse what is wrong. And then you train your mind to move forward towards solutions instead, not sticking with the vibe thing, not denying, no discipline. And absolutely, it's an adventure and it's going to sound easy on paper and it's not. And that's why this works. Okay. So there are some rules for this 10-day negative thought fast. No loopholes, no cute exceptions. I mean, you can't help yourself if you're going to lie to yourself. Rule number one, if you break the fast, you have to start over. If you break any of these rules for this 10-day thought fast, you have to go back to day one. You're not going to shame yourself. You're not going to spiral. You're not going to say, well, I already fucked up. Screw it. Giving up negative thoughts is like giving up a drug, literally. And your body's going to react like it too. And the truth is, you can't half quit. You either stop feeding it or you don't. 10 consecutive days. Scientifically proven is where the change happens. Okay. Rule number two, I don't stay in a negative thought or emotional state for longer than 5 minutes. 5 minutes, bitch, that's it. Ideally, it should be way less, but 5 minutes is more than enough time to recognize what is happening and to intervene on your own behalf. If I'm going to sit there replaying it, stewing, making it a bigger catastrophe than it is, or emotionally doom scrolling, in my own head, past that point, I start over. And this is where people realize how addicted they are to negativity because we think that worrying helps. But if we're being honest, you've been worrying about the same shit for a long time and it hasn't fixed a damn thing. Rule number three, I immediately focus on solutions. And this is the most important rule. When the negative thought hits, I don't argue with it, I don't suppress it, I don't spiritually bypass it. I ask one question. How can I solve slash improve this? That's it. I move my attention from the problem to the possibility. Because here's the truth most people don't want to hear. If you've had the same problem for months or years, dwelling on it clearly isn't working, dummy. It's time to try something else. And I'm going to say, this is harder than it sounds, and this is very important. The fast sounds deceptively simple, but it's not. Because a lot of us believe subconsciously that negativity equals responsibility, that if we stop worrying, we're going to miss something. If we stop replaying it, if we're being careless, that if we stop anticipating disaster, we're tempting fate. That's not wisdom, okay? That's anxiety. When a negative thought shows up, and it will, the best response is not panic, it's not suppression, it's just fucking curiosity. How can I solve or improve this? When you ask better questions, your brain is going to give you better answers. And over these next 10 days, something wild is going to start to happen. You're going to start to recognize negative mental states faster. You're going to interrupt them automatically. You're going to be able to redirect your focus with minimal effort. Stop emotionally camping in the worst case scenarios. This is habit forming. This is what we call neuroplasticity. And if I continue this beyond the 10 days, guess what happens? It becomes a default setting, not a daily fight. Minimal maintenance, massive payoff. And yes, you might have to restart, okay? It's normal. People slip on day one and then maybe once or twice later. And that doesn't mean you failed. It means you're human, okay? The only rule here is don't beat yourself up. That's still negativity. The entire practice is solution focused. So just restart and keep going. So, Brandon, how do I pull my focus away from negative thoughts? How do I do that? When I need help breaking the loop, I ask myself positive, grounding questions like, what is possible for today? What is great about today? What do I like most in this moment? What am I proud of right now? What am I looking forward to next? Let me tell you why this works. Your brain can only consciously focus on one thing at a time. So if I intentionally fill my mind with something constructive, there's no room for the spiral, right? This isn't pretending that everything's perfect. It's choosing where my attention goes, and attention is power. And I think this is important. It's why I intentionally chose this to do this during Christmas week on purpose, okay? Because the season's fucking weird. The world is weird. Schedules are off. Sleep is off. Food is off. People are emotional. Expectations are high and unspoken. If there was ever a time to stop letting unchecked thoughts run your life, it is now. So the fast isn't about being cheerful, it's about being mentally sovereign. Try this 10-day adventure. Like, actually try it. Not halfway, not casually, not I'll see how it goes. Give it your full attention and watch what changes. Because once you see how much peace is available when you stop dwelling on what's wrong, you won't want to go back. Not because life is perfect, but because you are no longer your own worst enemy. And that's it. That's the 10-day negative thought fast. This is not about being fake or nice or endlessly positive. It's about refusing to let your thoughts drag you through hell unnecessarily. So I want you to start today. Catch the thought, interrupt it, ask the better question. And if you fuck up, don't quit. Just restart. Just restart. We're not letting negative thoughts run unchallenged. We're not banning emotions. We're not banning unchecked mental sabotage. Okay? It's simple. You're interrupting thoughts. You're reframing skips. You're doing a micro body regulation. You're doing evidence stacking, and it's repetition. Day one of your 10 days, awareness. I catch it. The goal is to notice the thought without becoming the thought. The name it rule. When a negative thought hits, I literally say, this is a thought, not a prophecy. Or I just say, that's my doom brain talking. That's my doom brain talking. Because when you name the pattern, it pulls you out of an emotional trance. So if you're like, this holiday is going to be a mess, quickly tell yourself, doom brain, noted, next. Day two is going to be your interrupt. Stop the spiral. Pattern break in 10 seconds. Do one of these immediately. Splash cold water on your face. Stand up and shake your arms like a crazy person. Take six very slow, deep breaths. Look around and name five things that you see. This works because you can't think your way out of a nervous system hijack. You have to shift the state first. Like, if your phone is frozen, you don't keep tapping it harder. What do you do, bitch? You restart it. That's what you need to do. Day three is going to be replace. I swap the script. Use a replacement phrase that is true and that is useful. Not toxic positivity, not fake, just true. So you have your old thought, bring in the new thought, and then find the truth in the direction. Okay. For example, you're listening to this and you're like, I can't handle this. And you're going to say, I can handle the next 10 minutes. Or if you have a thought of like, they're judging me, interrupt that really fast and say, I'm not mind reading today. Or maybe the thought is, I'm failing. Really, I'm learning what works under pressure. This works because your brain needs a new track to run on. If you just say stop, it goes right back. Day four is going to be the evidence. Like, I prove the new thought. Evidence stacking is so important. When you replace a thought, you give your brain proof. New thought, right? I can do hard things. What is the evidence? Okay, well, I've handled worse than this. I showed up today anyway. I'm learning and adjusting. This works because neuroplasticity is repetition plus promotion plus evidence. Evidence makes the new thought believable. And it is that simple. Day five is boundaries. You stop feeding the loop. Thought boundaries, especially during this season, certain inputs are gasoline to that. The doom scrolling. The junk food and no water, sleep deprivation, copious amounts of alcohol, trying to do everything. I want you to pick one boundary on this day. Maybe no phone for the first 30 minutes. Maybe no arguing after 9 p.m. Maybe I'm not doing three stores in one day. I'm not explaining myself to people committed to misunderstanding me. Babe, if you keep pouring sugar in your gas tank, stop acting shocked that the car doesn't run. You understand? Set the boundaries. Your day six is going to be rehearsal. That means you're going to practice calm on purpose. Pre-game the trigger before a known stressful event like family dinner, shopping, travel. Take 60 seconds and just say, what do I want to feel today? What is one thought that I want to protect? What is my exit plan if I get overwhelmed? This works because your brain does better when it has a plan. Neurospicy brains, especially. Okay. I don't walk into a storm without a coat and then blame the rain that I'm soaked. I don't do that. Day seven, you are celebrating micro wins. That's how we build confidence, okay? The one win rule at the end of the day, you have to write one win, one hard moment that you didn't make worse, and one thing you'll do different tomorrow. This will take you less than 5 minutes. And this works because your brain remembers problems by default, it retrains what it stores. Day eight, your self-talk, you're going to speak like a leader. Like, what would you say if this was your kid? If the thought is abusive, it's not honesty, it's sabotage, okay? Replace, like, I'm such an idiot with, I made a mistake, I'm learning, I can fix it. You wouldn't motivate your kid by bullying them, so stop trying to motivate yourself by doing the same thing. And day nine is the 90-second rule. I let emotion just move through. Feel it, honestly. Don't become it. When an emotion spikes, I just say this is a wave. I'm not drowning. And then you breathe and you let the physical sensation pass. And this works because emotions are designed to move. Energy in motion, emotion. Hello, you see the pattern here? What happens though is your thoughts pull those bitches back and it keeps them stuck. And day 10, I want you to lock it all in. Choose the new default. Pick your top three replacement thoughts, and these are going to be your go-to scripts for the next 30 days. I can do the next right thing. I'm not mind reading today. Peace is a choice I practice. Write them, say them, put them on your phone lock screen if you have to, because repetition is how the brain rewires, okay? All these triggers this week, I don't want you to keep yourself in this fight or flight. So if you're like, Brandon, I'm just behind. There's a new thought, right? I'm not behind. I'm in a season. Choose one priority, let the rest be extra. Maybe you're feeling like, oh, everyone needs something from me. Bitch, your new thought is simple. I'm not a vending machine. Take 10 minutes by yourself and don't explain it to anybody. Just fucking do it. Or maybe, this season, this day, this just doesn't feel magical. New thought, magic isn't required, presence is. One small moment of connection on purpose, do that. If you're like me, this is going to be a big one for us this week. I'm overstimulated, okay? New thought, and this works really well for me, okay? My brain is loud. I don't have to match it. And then drink some water, eat some protein, and go into a quiet room for 5 minutes. That's it. Set a timer. What I really want you to lock in is this fast is not about becoming a different person in 10 days. It's about becoming the person who doesn't let their brain bully them. Okay? Absolutely. It's you can be two things can be true. You know, you can be this person who is positive and faith-filled and still have intrusive thoughts. You can love Jesus and still get overstimulated. You could be strong and still need structure, but you do not have to keep living in that mental chaos just because it's familiar. This week is weird, you guys. Schedules are weird. People are weird. I'm choosing a different kind of discipline, and that's guarding my mind. My peace matters. I want my family to get the best of me. You should want your family to get the best of you, not the leftovers. We can't let negativity continue to run our life like it owns this place. And that's your 10-day thought fast. I want you guys to actually do this with me. I don't want you just to nod along and go back to the same mental hamster wheel, okay? Pick one tool from today and use it when your brain starts acting possessed. Screenshot your top replacement thought, write it down, put it somewhere you're going to see it, and don't let the holidays steal your peace just because they're loud, okay? I will see you guys tomorrow. I love you and I mean that. So go protect your brain like it's sacred because listen, bitch, it is.